Just about every week I have a conversation with a pastor or a church leader, and they're talking about how they're excited to get some digital marketing going, some online outreach going, but the powers that be, the elders or the board or the executive pastor, whoever it is, they're just not on board with it. And these pastors don't really know how to handle that. So today we're going to talk about why are people kind of bucking at the idea of online outreach for the church, and then what can you do?
Welcome to the Pro Church Marketing Podcast. Are you a church leader or nonprofit director that wants to reach more people online? If so, you're going to want to listen to what John O. Long has to say about the latest trends in online marketing for churches and faith-based nonprofits. Here's your host, John O. Long.
Welcome to the Pro Church Marketing Podcast. I'm Jono, and we're going to make this quick. I don't know about you, but I don't like long podcasts. So today I want to talk to you about how to talk to your elders or your leadership when you're the one that's excited about online marketing. You want to do some Facebook ads, or you want to do some, you know, maybe the Google Ad Grant. You've got the Google Ad Grant, but you need some help managing it, and they're not going for like help paying someone to help you manage that, or maybe they just don't want you to do it at all. So I have this conversation a lot. You know, the pastors or youth pastor, communications director is really excited about using social media and Google and some SEO, the Google grant to reach more people. And they talk to the leadership and it just gets shot down really quick. And that really frustrates the pastors. It frustrates me, but I don't think that the elders who are shooting this down or whoever it is in the church that's just not up for it, I don't think their intentions are bad. So I want to talk for a few minutes about, one, why I think some mindsets that I think that they've got, which that'll help you respond to them, and then a few ways that you can respond. And so hopefully you'll find it helpful. So here's a few reasons that I think people respond negatively to the thought of online marketing for a church. And take it from me, people do respond negatively. I have some ads going for our marketing agency for churches, FaithWorks Marketing, and every day I have to go delete comments from mainly two groups of people, and they're equally annoying. One is the tax the church crowd, like, oh, you should tax the church. You're admitting that the church is a business because you're doing marketing. Blah, blah, blah. You should tax the church, which is so dumb. And then the other crowd is Christians who are just kind of spiritually arrogant and would say, we don't need marketing in the church. We just need to preach the word. Da, 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 da. And I think they just have this kind of spiritual immaturity, but I think they're arrogant. I think that's pride. And I think that they just try to over-spiritualize everything. And they're not thinking. If they would think, and if you they could have a conversation with you, they wouldn't be so quick to hate on my ads or hate on the thought of doing online marketing. But nonetheless, people do. And so we're talking about the church crowd that's not really on board with doing some of this online marketing. Mostly, I think it's typically just a knee-jerk reaction. I think that using the term marketing, first of all, in most people's mind, conjures up like a slick used car salesman. And they're just thinking, you know, about the church coming across like a salesman and trying to get something out of people. And it just feels icky to them. And I get that. So sometimes I'll just change the word to outreach, because that's what we're really talking about. We're talking about online outreach. We're talking about digital outreach, digital evangelism even. And so maybe that's the way to frame it when you're presenting it, is we want to do some online outreach. We want to do some online evangelism. Another thing that you may consider, you may need to look at yourself. It may not be all them. They may be, maybe they're responding that way because you've had a lot of ideas that either, and I was like this as a youth pastor, I would get excited about something and I would beg for it and I would get mad if it got shot down, but they would go for it sometimes. And when they go for it, either sometimes it would fizzle or I would lose money or I would get bored with it and just move on to something else and whatever. So maybe they've just seen you not really follow through with some stuff. So you might just need to evaluate yourself and see if that's why they're not going along with some of your leadership. Or it could just be that you're too new. Maybe you're brand new. You haven't been on staff very long. And so you may need to wait and ease them in. Maybe you've convinced them to take a risk before. And then this online outreach, spending money on Facebook and stuff, that is can definitely, there's definitely a risk to it. There's no guarantee that it's going to work. You've really got to know what you're doing to make this work. Another thing that I think that church, some church leadership may be thinking is that it feels like you're letting people off the hook for sharing their faith. That if we start doing these ads and getting people to church that way, then there's no real motivation for anyone to invite their neighbors or to invite, you know, parents from their kids' ball team and stuff like that. Now, the truth is, if everyone were sharing their faith, then yeah, we probably wouldn't need Facebook ads. I know some churches who they are awesome at personal evangelism, and they are out in the community every weekend at ball fields and in the community and doing neighborhood block parties, stuff like that. And yeah, they don't need these ads because they're reaching people. But for the most part, most churches I know, that's just not part of their DNA, being out in the community every weekend. Maybe it should be. But for the time being, one way to overcome some of that is to run some ads and use social media, use Google, use the internet to reach more people. Because honestly, most of our people in our churches are not extending a lot of invites. They're definitely not sharing their faith and but probably not even inviting people very often. Then the last reason I want to throw out here that people may balk at the idea of online outreach, online marketing, it's just kind of spiritual arrogance. And maybe they're not intending to be arrogant. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I think that it just feels spiritually superior to say, you know what, you know, we don't need advertising. We're just going to preach the word, you know, and God will draw everyone to himself. And we don't need to be spending money on worldly things like internet ads to reach people. And that to me just comes across as trying to sound spiritual when you really haven't thought it through. Now, you may be able to have a conversation with these elders or your leadership. And if they're reasonable and they'll hear you out and you've thought it through and they will think it through and really have a dialogue, then you could probably get somewhere with this. Because if you could explain that this is digital discipleship or this is digital outreach, this is digital evangelism, then if they can see that, then they'll probably come around. So here's a few things that I would suggest that you try. They may work, they may not, but it's the best I got, okay? If you're new, if you've only been there a few months, or maybe if you've only been there a year, I mean, you're probably just going to have to wait until you've been there a little while longer. John Maxwell would describe it as getting some change in your pocket. You know, every time you take a risk and do something like this, you've got to spend a little bit of your change. And you need some change in your pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling before you can make some of these decisions and try some of this stuff. So it may just be that you don't have enough change in your pocket yet, and you're just going to have to give it some time. You're going to have to prove to them that you know what you're doing, that you have a heart for the community, that you wouldn't do anything. You definitely wouldn't waste people's tithes and offerings that they've given to the Lord through the church on stuff that you didn't think was going to impact the kingdom. Another option would be, and I've seen pastors do this, they'll just put up their own money for a month and try it out for a month or two. And not every pastor can do this, but they believed in it so much, they'd seen it work, that they put their own money up for 1 or 2 or 3 months and got some results and then had a case study to go back to their leadership and say, all right, look, I believe so much in this. I put my own money up. Here's how many people we reached. And now I want the church to take this over. And I've seen that work pretty well. So that may be something to try. Another thing is a lot of times on church boards, there's a business owner. And that business owner is probably running these same types of ads for their business. And they're they're most likely your best ally. And you may even just have to ask them, like, hey, Bob, are you doing this for your company? And they would probably say, yeah, and it works great. I know a lot of business owners I know, they have grown through Google and Google Ads and Facebook Ads. Now, if that business owner happens to be the guy that's against it, and he's the one using ads for his company, then maybe he'll come around when you start talking about his business. But that may be also where that guy says, or anyone on the board says, well, the church is not a business. We don't need to be operating like a business. And what I'm not saying, and what you're not saying, and none of us are thinking, is that we should talk about shifting the church to a focus on making a profit. That's what a business is. And no one is saying that. That is not what we're suggesting, that we should just set up like a secular business and be all unspiritual and just think about making a profit, or whatever you mean by church shouldn't be run like a business. On the other hand, we are advocating for using modern day tools that everybody uses to introduce people to a local church where they can go and be discipled. Like, that is our motive. And that may be something you need to ask them. There were some things that I did as a youth pastor, and it bothered people. Like, you know, I stopped letting people bring friends that weren't a part of our youth group to summer camp, because I wanted summer camp to be about our students getting closer to God and closer to each other. And when they would bring the friend from school that went to another youth group to our camp, they would always end up kind of being cliquey and not hanging out with everybody else. So everybody was mad. But what I ended up saying to them is, like, look, you've either got to believe that I am just like being mean and it's fun for me to make sure that your kids don't get to bring a friend, or you've got to believe that my motives are actually true and I want the best for our youth group. So you've got to decide what you think my motives are. But why would I go through all of this grief and you being mad at me and you know, digging my feet in if I didn't have good motives? Like, what have I got? It would be a heck of a lot easier to just not bother with this. And so maybe you need to ask that. Like, well, look, either my motives are to get the church to waste money, or my motive is to get more people to learn about our church. And so just examine your motives and be fully transparent with them. You'll also hear, and I mentioned this earlier, you just need to preach the word. That's all you got to do, is preach the word. We just need to preach the word. And they're almost saying it like, if you preach the word, people will show up. Like a Field of Dreams reference or something. If you build it, they will come. And so they're kind of implying that if you just preach, everybody will just show up. And honestly, the truth is, if you're preaching the word and you're covering the entire Bible and you're not just, I mean, you're really preaching the word, there's a lot of offensive stuff in there. I don't know if you've read the Bible lately, but there's a lot of stuff that's offensive. And Jesus said a lot of things that people turned and walked away from. A lot of people are offended when the word is preached. So to me, it's way more likely that the word is going to cause people to leave than it is going to attract more people to the church. Now, Paul definitely says in 2 Timothy, preach the word. Not arguing, you shouldn't preach the word. You should definitely preach the word. But preaching the word, I don't see in the Bible where it is tied to church growth. It's a function of the church. It's probably one of the most important functions of the church, if not the most important function of the church, you know, but under the umbrella of discipleship and building believers. But I'm not saying we replace that, but I just don't think that preaching the word is intended. I don't see it biblically that it is supposed to be evangelistic. Evangelism is evangelistic, and outreach is evangelistic. And so it's just, we're not trying to replace, it's both and. And so I'm saying, as a part of your outreach, use ads, use social media ads, use Google. I mean, Google will give you $10,000 a month if you're a 501c3 to use for advertising. Like, that's a lot of free money, $120,000 a year to use on advertising on Google. There are lots of business owners who would kill to have half of that budget to market their business. I mean, that's huge. And tons of churches are leaving that on the table, not using that. Then get people there to hear the word preached and allow God to do what only he can do through the preaching of the word. But let's use these tools, technology, let's redeem it and use it to reach more people. But yeah, in the meantime, let's run some ads. And, you know, as long as there have been missionaries, as long as there have been evangelists, they go to where the people are. They go and make disciples. And where are the people? I mean, they're on their phone, they're on their devices, and that's where we have to go. That's where we can easily meet people and meet people in our community that we're never going to run into and have a conversation with, but I can get in front of them by a well thought out, well targeted audience on Facebook. So hopefully that helps you. Hopefully if you're one of these guys or ladies that you're really passionate about this and you want to do some online marketing, but your church is just not going for whatever reason, hit me up, jono@faithworksmarketing.com, or you can give me a call, even 678-759-9989. Would love to talk to you and help you through that, coach you. I promise not to try to sell you anything. I mean, but if you want to hire us, we're happy to do the online advertising for you. But if you need some help or encouragement in trying to get this going in your church, I would love to help you in any way that I can. And so hopefully some of these ideas, if you're in that position where you're trying to influence some of the leadership and they're just not there yet, hopefully some of the stuff I've given you today will help out. So I pray that this would be a blessing to you and that God would use this to grow your church and grow his kingdom. Ultimately, that's what's most important. So thank you for what you're doing. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Subscribe. I try to make quick podcasts every week. This one's a little bit longer. I don't know how long we're about 17 minutes. Normally, I keep it at 5 minutes. That's my attention span. But I want to spend a little bit more time on this one just because it's a big deal. And I've been hearing this a lot lately. So have a great rest of your day. And thanks for listening or watching, wherever you're digesting this.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for personalized suggestions to help grow your organization by reaching more people online, please email jono@faithworksmarketing.com.